Item 95, authorize a competitive solicitation for operations assistance services for Portland Streetcar.
Colleagues, Portland Streetcar is owned by the City of Portland and operated in partnership with TriMet and an operations assistance provider, which since 2001 has been Portland Streetcar, Inc., or PSI. That contract with PSI will expire in June 2015. PBOT is seeking council approval for a competitive bid process for operations assistance services. When the existing contract began, Portland Streetcar was a startup and is going to be a fully operating service within the regional transit system. PBOT will integrate 2014 audit recommendations into the solicitation, including upgrading performance measures, greater financial transparency, and focus on operation success. Catherine, would you care to elaborate?
Thank you. This is the first step in a multi-step procurement process.
So Catherine, please restate your name.
Sorry. I'm Catherine Levine from Portland Transportation. This is the first step in a multi-step procurement process. So it is council authorization to put out a request for proposals. Ultimately, it would be a goods and services contract, and the process, as I understand it, would be a formal sealed proposal back through procurement. It's my understanding that once the procurement process has occurred and there's been evaluation and there's a recommendation, that the Bureau and procurement will return to council with a report and a recommendation to contract. So this is not the only time that you would see this. You would see this after the evaluation as well. We're looking at an RFP for 8 major service areas. This is to provide operations assistance to Portland Streetcar. And as the commissioner noted, Streetcar is owned and operated by the City of Portland. We are in partnership with TriMet that provides the trained staff, including operators and mechanics. And we currently have a Portland Streetcar, Inc. is contracted as our operation assistance provider. That contract, which we've had since 2001, expires in 2015. This solicitation would be to request operation assistance services. The 8 areas we're looking at are customer service and communications, sponsorship and marketing, leadership and private sector engagement, service planning and scenario development, best practice and recommendations for performance measure improvements, annual performance reporting, and overseeing implementation of our master agreement between the City of Portland and TriMet. So these assistance services, as I said, are regarded by the City Attorney's Office as a goods and services procurement, but we are using an RFP process, which is very similar to a PTE process.
Catherine, I believe there's an emergency clause in this item, so I know that Mr. Walsh will ask why that is. Could you elaborate, explain that?
I know it's only January, but the contract expires at the end of June, so we're looking for council approval to move forward with the RFP as soon as it's finalized so we can have sufficient time to advertise, solicit proposals, work through an evaluation and negotiation process, and return to council this summer.
Thank you.
And could you tell us what kind of outreach you're doing? Obviously, this is a fairly specialized kind of operations. How are you helping to look for other potential bidders?
So in addition to the publication, which I understand is very general in nature, that happens standard, we would be looking at the transit industry itself, where we would find most proposers. So the American Public Transit Association, APTA, maintains a biweekly newsletter as well as a website. There are certainly publications of RFPs from across the country there. The other location is called transittalent.com. We've found that site to be particularly useful when we're seeking applicants for transit jobs at Portland Streetcar. But that website also posts and advertises to the transit community requests for proposals.
And is there any specific outreach to minority communities?
I have not looked into any particularly certified areas beyond what we would normally do in Portland, looking through Awami and other organizations to make people aware of the contract.
We found in parks that doing some targeted outreach has been very helpful. So.
Okay.
So this is a proposal to solicit bids or proposals for the operations of the streetcar currently provided by Portland Streetcar, Inc. Is that correct?
There's tremendous overlap, but there are differences. The original contract included a capital development element, and this system has really grown into an operating system within the regional transit system, and so our focus is very much on operations assistance.
Which is currently being performed.
We do obtain that Portland service Street. From Portland Streetcar, Inc.
So they would probably be proposing to continue to provide such assistance? Or
I would expect that they will be one of the proposers, yes.
Commissioner Novick, the impact statement says all funds for operational assistance will be budgeted in PBOT's FY15-16 budget. Does that mean that you do not intend to seek general fund support for this?
We intend to seek general fund support for PBOT operations in general. We do not intend to specifically seek general fund support for streetcar operations.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we can have that conversation further when the request comes. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Mr. Walsh, I just got a text from your wife wondering why you're testifying again on this matter.
For the record, my name is Joe Walsh, and I do have egg on my face. Two bites at the apple. It's always nice, except when you have scrambled eggs all over your face. Apparently what happened was when I hit 88, the documentation for 95 came up. I think that's what happened. I don't have access to a computer, so I'm not really sure. All concerned, it remains the same, with the exception that it's not under a consent agenda, which is for the viewing audience. It's a block of actions taken by the council, so they don't have to bother voting on each one of them and taking up time. The council considers them so routine that there's no controversy involved, and they push it through a consent agenda. It's an irritant to Individuals for Justice. We don't like consent agenda either here or at the county. County is even worse. So when we talk about this item, what we're concerned about is it seems to us that with all the employees that we have and all the intelligence and brightness that we have in the city, that we could get a select group to say, how are we doing on this item? You know, if the Department of Transportation wants to do the streetcars, you could get a group together within the Department of Transportation and say, take a look at what we're doing and tell us what we're doing wrong. To spend $1 million, and that's what the figure is, it's $500 million. And although I had the number wrong as far as the item, this number comes from your own paperwork. 500,000 is a low figure, $1 million. And this is administrative. This is not nails and hammers. This is administrative. You're going out to a contractor and say, tell us how we're doing, and we're going to pay you up to $1 million. That's insanity to the citizens listening to this stuff. You have enough employees, you know, to do a quality control. You know, the auditor was very, very straightforward of what your problems were. It doesn't seem to be confusion on the problems that we're having. It's the acknowledgement of them. I mean, that's what the auditor is saying. You're not even acknowledging. You're screwing around with the figures to make yourself look good. Well, that's a disaster. She doesn't go that far. But she says it's, what, 19% over what the figures actually say? So that's our objection. We don't like you spending money on administrative stuff when we see that there are people in this city that are bright enough to give you a quality control.
Thank you, Mr. Walsh. Any further public testimony? Carla, please call the roll.
Let me just ask a question, though. That does beg the question, why are we contracting out rather than taking over the operations ourselves?
Well, I mean, PSI has performed certain functions which we don't normally perform ourselves, such as marketing sponsorships for cars, streetcar stops, and big belly trash cans. And PSI's board provides the private sector with direct input into operating and service recommendations, as well as review of current financials and long-term planning. And the private sector actually has significant investment in streetcar through LIDs, for example. And to me, the marketing of sponsorships is particularly important, and it is something that we don't normally do ourselves. Catherine, is there anything you'd care to add?
I think that the private sector engagement has been very important, and it's not unlike what we have, at my understanding of what we have at the Pittock Mansion, for example, where there's a 501c3 actively engaging with the community, carrying out some responsibilities under city staff.
We don't pay them. Yeah. They're run by a board. I mean, a foundation.
Right, but they raise money from the city-owned asset.
Right, but we don't pay them to do so.
Right.
So that's...
We do write them. We invest heavily on the capital side, but your point's well taken.
Right.
Subsidize our operation.
And what's the consideration of asking TriMet to take over the operations?
TriMet has been a terrific funding partner, and through the master agreement has stated and contracted that as the system develops, it will take over more and more of the operating expenses. However, they have not expressed interest in owning or solely operating the system. They are interested in being a funding partner to us.
And we have asked them that.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Kellogg, please call the roll.
Fritz?
I do support the emergency in this case because we obviously, if the current contract expires in June, at the end of June, that's not a lot of time to do something like this. Mm-hmm. I hope, though, we are going to have a very robust outreach process. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the new contract will come back to council, and I'm going to be very interested in that. Aye.
Yeah. Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye. Thank you, Catherine.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Carla, is there anything that we have left to deal with? I think not. I just want to check.
I think that's it.
We are adjourned. Thanks for your help.